Daily Devotion with Pastor Bala for April 6th, 2024. Jude. Multiplying Mercy, Peace, and Love. The Benediction of Jude. Yesterday, we started the book of Jude. In the introduction to his letter, Jude emphasizes the primacy of identifying as a servant of our Lord and Savior Jesus the Christ. This challenges the common practice of prioritizing worldly aspects of identification like occupation or relationships or hobbies. Jude's example prompts reflection on how Christians should present themselves to a world around us and where we should be putting our ultimate allegiance to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, not to the things of this world. Additionally, Jude mentions of his relationship to James, and we don't know exactly what that is, but more than likely, this is a potential half-brother of Jesus, underscoring the importance of faith above and beyond family ties. By addressing this letter to those who are called, Jude highlights the universal invitation to salvation and the need for all people to embrace the truth of the Holy Gospel. Furthermore, Jude reminds his audience of their beloved status with God the Father, emphasizing this as a foundational role of Jesus' atonement for sin. He also speaks of believers being kept for Jesus Christ, suggesting the ongoing work of the Holy Spirit in preserving and guiding Christians in their faith journey. Jude's message encourages Christians to maintain their baptismal identity in Christ amidst the many challenges in today's world, and by remembering their foundational relationship with Jesus and relying on the Holy Spirit's guidance, believers can steadfastly remain in their faith despite the many trials and tribulations of the world around us. So let's continue with Jude. Jude, verse 2. May mercy, peace, and love be multiplied to you. Jude in verse 2 offers a benediction, where Jude prays for mercy, peace, and love to be multiplied to his readers. This verse underscores the essential aspects of the Christian identity and experience. So let's pick up especially that word mercy. As Jude mentions in his benediction, this word encompasses the foundational forgiveness found in our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. In Christian theology, mercy is deeply rooted in God's character and actions toward humanity. It embodies his compassion, kindness, and willingness to forgive sins and offer redemption to those who repent and turn to him. The concept of mercy is indeed central to the Christian faith because it acknowledges humanity's sinful nature and God's response of grace and forgiveness through Jesus Christ. In the New Testament, Jesus often demonstrates mercy through his interaction with sinners, the marginalized, and those in need, emphasizing the importance of forgiveness and reconciliation. Moreover, mercy extends beyond mere forgiveness. It also involves showing compassion and empathy toward others, even when they don't deserve it. As recipients of God's mercy, that's us, Christians are called to reflect on his mercy in their relationships with others, offering grace and forgiveness as a testament to God's changing power in our lives. So ultimately, mercy points to the profound truth that God's love and forgiveness are not earned, but freely given. Then we pick up the next word, peace, which once we understand the mercy that comes from God, peace signifies the inner tranquility that comes from being in a relationship with God. And love, of course, represents God's first love to us, and then that love flowing from us to those around us, as we are called to love one another. So this benediction serves as a reminder of the spiritual blessings and priorities that Christians should seek, embodying their own lives, emphasizing the changing power of God's grace and His presence amongst us amid the many challenges of today's world. We are not alone. God is with us. And Jude wants us to realize it. So with this benediction, he's multiplying the many blessings and mercies that we have received from God so that we can truly see and understand God more clearly. God's peace and many blessings be with you. And thank you for listening. And please take an opportunity to share this message with others. If you have enjoyed these daily devotions, please consider making a donation to Peace Lutheran Church, 24024 West Main Street, Plainfield, Illinois, 60544. Thank you again for listening.